This podcast is brought to you by Gainbridge. Gainbridge offers annuities designed for the digital age, simplified products with guaranteed returns that you can buy online. Learn more at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. Mobile payments app Venmo is going old school to try to turn a profit. We'll have more in just a moment. First, here are some money headlines. Consumer-focused tech companies like Snap, Pinterest, and Lyft may have more cachet, but the Wall Street Journal says tech startups that cater to businesses are really hot with investors. For starters, Zoom Video, which makes video conferencing software for companies, solidly outperformed online pinboard Pinterest when the two went public this week. And according to an analysis of DealLogic data by the journal, shares of business software companies that have gone public since 2016 have performed much better than consumer tech companies going public over the same time period. The reason for this, according to the journal, is that consumer tech companies are dominated by players like Apple, Amazon, and Facebook, which are better at fending off upstart rivals. The existing players in business technology, including Microsoft, IBM, and Oracle, have less of a stranglehold on their markets. And check out the Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street column on golf by Lawrence Silva Laughlin. Tiger Woods' fifth Masters title was met with hopes his comeback would revive the sport and help boost shares of companies like Callaway Golf and Titleist owner Acushnet Holdings. But golf has problems that not even Tiger Woods can help overcome. In fact, the 43-year-old Woods may be part of the problem, and that's one of age demographics. The average Professional Golfers Association watcher in 2016 was 65 years old, much older than for other sports. Another problem is that younger generations aren't playing golf, so fewer people are interested. One study found that the number of golfers aged 18 to 44 fell by about one-third in the 10 years to 2015. That's led to hundreds of golf courses closing over the same period. Still ahead, Venmo is near a deal to offer a branded credit card.
This episode is supported by Gainbridge, high-rate, low-fuss annuities. Annuities get a bad rap. Some think they're too conservative, too complex, or only for retirees. But when you strip away the bells and whistles, annuities can be a smart choice for steady growth. Gainbridge aims to change the game by offering simplified annuities in a sleek, digital experience, replacing fine print and phone tag with clear conditions and a direct, low-fee model. Buy online at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
Like many relatively new tech companies, Venmo is popular but not profitable. So the digital payments company is going old school with a plan in the works to offer a Venmo-branded credit card. Venmo is not the first company to explore the option of a credit card alliance. Joining us with more on this is Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rudiger. Peter, for those who don't use Venmo, it's a money transfer smartphone app. Which company is it close to partnering with for the Venmo card?
Right. So Venmo is a money transfer app. It's owned by PayPal, which a lot of users might have heard of. But if you're not one of the kind of young millennials that Venmo covets, you might not know that it's pretty popular. Its brand name is used as a verb for sending someone money, just Venmo me. And it is close to reaching a deal with Synchrony Financial, which is a credit card issuer, to issue its own Venmo credit card.
Okay, as we've both mentioned, Venmo has been widely adopted. How many people use the app approximately at this point?
So PayPal doesn't disclose that, but the best estimates we have from outside researchers are about 27 million people use Venmo, and they'll make a Venmo payment this year.
Right, and that's a lot of people using the app, I assume, using it a lot of times. Why is it losing money?
So most of the time, Venmo doesn't charge you to use it. It's a free service. I can send you money and they won't charge me a fee as long as I connect my Venmo account to my bank account or a debit card. But it costs money to actually move that money for PayPal. So it loses money on each one of those transactions, and it loses quite a bit of money. So there's analyst estimates out there that just that part of the business, the money transfer business, will lose Venmo about $400 million this year.
Well, has it tried other ways to raise money, you know, in advance of this credit card partnership announcement?
It has. So the credit card announcement is the latest in a series of revenue-generating moves that Venmo has made. It started out giving you the option to use Venmo at the checkout at online retailers or in apps. It lets you send money instantly to your bank account if you want to pay a small 1% fee. Usually it takes about 3 days unless you pay that fee for money to move from Venmo to your bank account. And it recently, last year, rolled out a debit card tied to your Venmo balances. So you can kind of swipe that and it would take money directly from your Venmo balance to the retailer, and the retailer would pay a small fee for that option.
Well, Peter, tell us specifically how a credit card alliance could help Venmo become profitable.
Right. So credit cards are very popular among tech companies lately. Apple recently said it was going to launch a credit card with Goldman Sachs. Amazon and American Express rolled out a small business credit card last year. The economics are similar to the debit card in that whenever you swipe that credit card, that Venmo credit card at a merchant, Venmo would get a small fee from the merchant for whatever you buy on it. And over enough purchases, that could be some pretty big money. And, you know, in today's age, a lot of young people want to accrue credit card rewards and get rewarded for their spending. So they might not use a debit card. So this is kind of aimed at the Venmo audience that doesn't want a debit card. They want rewards, but is loyal enough to Venmo that they'll consider a Venmo credit card.
And as you said, you know, Venmo's jumping into a crowded field. There are other tech companies that have partnered with credit card companies, including Apple. Venmo's parent PayPal already offers its own branded credit cards through Synchrony. Isn't that true?
That's right. Yeah, PayPal has a 2% cashback card with Synchrony. It's had Synchrony credit cards since 2004.
Any timetable on this, or does nobody know?
They're hoping to announce it by the end of the year. There's still some moving pieces. No contracts have been signed as far as we know, so it could take some time. But given the interest around the Apple card, I think they're motivated to get this done sooner rather than later.
Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rudiger joining us in the studio. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.